You're listening to the Destiny Community Church Podcast.
As difficult as this will be, I'm going to attempt to begin a new three-week series today called Past, Present, Future. And I'm going to let you know immediately, as I talk about the past today, it's going to be short. I'm excited for you because next Sunday, Pastor Andrew is going to take week two of this series. And we're excited about that. But today we are celebrating 18 years of successful ministry at Destiny Community Church. 18 years. When Mandy and I, go ahead, give God praise. I'm not going to stop that. Amen. When Mandy and I first pulled into this community as a prospect, we had not yet made the decision on where we were planting this church. And when we pulled into this community, immediately there was a peace that surrounded us. It was like God was saying, this is it. This is where I want you to put down roots and plant the church. Now, my daughter will tell you that I looked at them and said, this is where you will graduate high school. I promise you. I don't remember saying that. But nevertheless, if I did say it, we fulfilled that promise. And don't worry, I'm not announcing that I'm leaving, so that's not what's happening. I remember when I was 18 years old, I was working at a grocery store in Lake City, trying to determine what I was going to do with my life, and I made a pact with myself while working in the produce aisle. I remember that I was turning 18, and I said to myself, I'm going to play the scratch-off. I was 18. Now I could buy a scratch-off ticket. I'd never been able to do that before. And I said, I'm going to play the scratch-off, and if I win anything, if I win, I'll keep playing it for the rest of my life. But if I don't win anything, I'll never play it again. I have never played the scratch-off or the lottery since. I didn't win anything. And I've held true to my word. So for all of you that waste your money on that, you're looking at a man that does not waste money on that. However, if you ever do win and you want to bless this church with the winnings, I'll be more than happy to take that. Amen? I said this to somebody one time. Somebody walked up to me, an old guy walked up to me, and he said, when I win the lottery, I'm going to pay off that church. And I looked at him and I said, are you playing? Because if you're not playing, don't make me any of those empty promises, okay? So I'm not by any means putting my stamp of approval on that. But as you noticed, when you walked in today, we gave you some scratch-off tickets. I believe we gave you some scratch-off tickets. All right, some of you are looking at me like you're lost. If you didn't get one on the way out. DCC is 18 years old now, so it's legal. but before someone is offended, please remember that this is not gambling. Everyone is a winner. You scratch it off. Everyone is a winner. Just some are bigger winners than others. And no one had to put their own money on the line, okay? So there's no gambling involved. And so I'm not encouraging you to go buy a scratch-off anywhere because we give them to you here. But today, DCC turns 18, and we want to celebrate this church body. But I also want today to be about us as individuals because I understand that healthy individuals, healthy Christians, Christ followers make up a healthy body of Christ. And so it's important for us to find a place of peace. It's important for us to find a place of security in Christ. It's important for us to find who we are in Christ as individuals so that we can better contribute to the whole body of Christ. I would be remiss if on such a big day for us as a church family, I did not remember back to where we once were, the humble beginnings. Psalm 77 and verses 11 and 12 tell us, but then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. I love what the psalmist says here in these verses because he's declaring, God, you've been good to me. Wonderful deeds that you've bestowed upon my life. And then he says, they are constantly in my thoughts. I'm always remembering what you've done, God. I can't stop thinking about your mighty works. I think back to the first interest meeting before we were even an organized church. Like, we were not, we didn't even have a name yet. We are at least not public. We didn't have a membership role. We were not taking up offerings. We were not organized by any means. We had 15 people gathered together. Many of you have heard me say this before. 8 of them were related to me. And they showed up to listen to a young 31-year-old new pastor. I'd never been a lead pastor before. I had been a youth pastor. I had been, I had dabbled in the associate pastor world, kind of fulfilling two roles. But I had never led a church. I thought I was ready to lead a church. I thought I was ready to lead a mega church. Little did I know, I was not. I was not ready. I was not ready to lead 100 people. And so God had to grow me quite a bit. But man, God just began to bless. And I think back to our first service where we didn't have the common sense not to launch a church on Labor Day weekend of 2006. Like, who in their right mind launches a church on Labor Day weekend? But nevertheless, people showed up. 101 people showed up that day. Some people from the community, but there were a lot of people that came from the other two churches that I was on staff at, and they came and they supported us. I reminisce to our two-year anniversary where we became a portable church, and we had our first service at the Oakview Middle School Cafetorium. I'll never forget that first service there, and we didn't even put out chairs to fill up the whole room. We only went about half, not even halfway back. And through the years, we had to start adding chairs, and then eventually we had to add a second service there. And God blessed us as a portable church. God just continued to bless us, and what should have been a hindrance to us, because who wants to go to a portable church? Because at some point, I mean, you're going to have to put out a chair. At some point, you're going to have to set up a table. Like, it takes an army. It takes everyone. Who wants to go to a portable church? But God had us on that path, and we were excited about it. We continued to grow. For 11 and a half years, we were a portable church. Jake, I see the look of despair on your face. You remember. It was rough. I think back to that huge leap of faith that we took in March of 2008 when we, as a church of 150 people, that's it, 150 people. That was everyone. That was every diaper, everybody. Young and old diapers. It was 150 people voted and said, let's go buy 20 acres of land. And this land that now we're on would sit virtually empty for 9 years as we just faithfully made payments on it. I think back to our 10-year anniversary. Who can forget that one? Our 10-year anniversary when we broke ground for this building that we're in right now, and 800-plus people were slow cooking under a tent in September. It was so miserable, but yet we were so excited. And I should have known something. I should have known, because when we put the shovels in the ground, I had me, I had my wife, I had our staff, our council, and then the architect and the builders. We all had our gold shovels in our hands, and we went to put the shovels into the ground. And when we did, they bounced back. The ground was so hard, they wouldn't go into the ground. No one told me we should have put dirt out there to, you know, so that it was easy to flip the dirt and turn. That's kind of ceremonial. No, but God was trying to tell me something. Because when you try to put the shovel in the ground, it's so hard. And I finally got just the nose of mine in. I'm looking at Mandy, and bless her heart, she's struggling. So I was like, here, let me help you. And I put, it was like God was saying, this is about to be one of the hardest projects of your life. It was a forewarning, but I didn't have the common sense to know it. I cringe when I think about the next 3.5 years of construction. 3.5 years. When any and every obstacle we could possibly run into surfaced. You don't have time. I laugh to keep from crying when I remember the lackluster grand opening of this facility in June of 2020 at 50% capacity after a 10-week COVID shutdown. For the first 2 weeks, we had to have people register online to show up to one of the two services. And we were a fraction of the church that we were pre-COVID. We're moving into a new building, and I'm going, God, I don't get it. After 11 and a half years of being faithful as a portable church, this is what we have to show for it? I smile when I think about how this church responded to the call and purchased the necessary equipment to start live streaming our services into the FWRC on Easter of 2022. One of the greatest decisions we've ever made as a church, one of the greatest outreaches, and those women are watching right now, and I'm telling you, every one of those women in that room are blessed because you blessed them and you decided they were a priority and that you love them and that you believe in them. You're welcome. How exciting was it in January of 2023 when we opened the doors to our student center, debt-free? You paid cash for it. And then just a few months later, we expanded our reach by opening the doors to our Trenton campus on Easter of 2023, because we believed that the way that we do church and the ministry mind that we have and the philosophy that we have, and more importantly, the Jesus that we have, was going to make a difference in Gilchrist County. And so we put forth the effort and we put our money where our mouth is, and we have built a beautiful campus over in Gilchrist County that today hundreds of people will be sitting there listening to this. Praise God for a church that believes in vision. This past week at our MDP class that I teach, the Ministry Development Program, someone asked the question, and it just alluded to, you know, where are you at when, you know, as far as projects and stuff. And I've jokingly said, I've said it to the council, I've said it to the staff, and I said, if you mention building anytime soon, find a new pastor. I'm leaving. But the truth is, God has blessed me with an apostolic spirit within me that I can't sit stagnant. And I'm blessed to pastor a church that jumps behind the vision because you feel the Spirit of God calling us and expanding our outreach. And I know that God's got some great things in store for us. I know that God is going to do some amazing things in the future in this church. But man, as we just think about the past, I think about how faithful God has been. He's been faithful every step of the journey. It has not been without setbacks, heartache, and disappointments. It's part of the process. It happens. But through all of that, God has strengthened us and God has brought us through it. Amen. And so really quickly, and I'm almost done, I promise you, the band needs to be prepared because I'm about to end this thing, but remembering and honoring the past serves a great purpose in our lives. And this not only applies to us corporately, it certainly applies to us as individuals. You have to realize this, that remembering and honoring the past of our lives serves a purpose. The past is honored for two reasons. First of all, the past is honored because it gives us an appreciation of how God has blessed us. It gives us an appreciation of how God has blessed us because if you would just stop for just a moment, in the middle of your molly grubs, in the middle of your bad day, if you'll just stop just for a moment and think about where you once were, you'll realize somehow God has blessed your life. God has blessed you. And so when you honor the past, when you remember what God has done, it brings glory to His name. And it's easy to get caught up in the mundane of life. But by honoring the past, you get to recognize those moments when God blessed you because God has been good to you. God has been good to me. Amen? But the second thing that honoring the past does is it helps you see that God brought you through all of those other times that you didn't recognize as blessed. Like, you're still here. When you recognize, when you honor the past, and you even look at the hardships, the things that almost destroyed you, Those moments, men, that were at Man Up yesterday, you know what I'm talking about. Those moments of sifting where Satan tries to destroy you. It's in those moments where God actually brings out the best in you, because he's the best in you. And when everything else falls away, when everything else is shaken and rattled away from your life, what is true and what is foundational is what remains. And if you will just stop just for a moment and you'll just honor the past by realizing that even in the times you didn't think you were blessed, God still brought you through that. He was still faithful to you. He didn't leave you. He didn't forsake you. You got through it, and he didn't forget your coordinates. God knows exactly where you're at. Maybe you're going through a hard time right now. Trust me, God hasn't lost your coordinates. He knows exactly where you are, and he has a blessing coming for you, I promise you. You're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. And so in thinking about this series, here's what I thought. And I hope this blesses you, because it took me a while to really wrap my mind around it. But today was yesterday's tomorrow. It's deep, right? It's like the scene in Revenge of the Nerds when they're laying on the beach and, you know, it's like deep, deep thoughts, right? Don't go watch Revenge of the Nerds, kids. Please don't. Your pastor's old and senile. Today was yesterday's tomorrow, and today is tomorrow's past. That tells me that we need all three. And it's important that we don't get stuck in the past. Now listen, there's two thoughts behind this. One, sometimes the past is really good to us. You've heard about the good old days. Sometimes the past is really good to us. Ecclesiastes 7 and 10 says, don't long for the good old days. This is not wise. Don't long for the good. You are to honor the past. You are to remember the past. How many times did God tell the children of Israel to remember their past and what he's done? But you can't stay there. You cannot set up camp in the past, because you see, the past is a place of remembrance. It's not a place of residence. You can't stay there. And let's go back to our corporate setting here. How many times have we watched as churches get stuck in the past? We've always done it this way. And what happens is everybody who likes it that way is blessed by it until they all die off. And they haven't reached anybody else. It's so important that we honor our past, but we don't get stuck in our past, because DCC has had some good days. We've had some good music through the years. I mean, I used to be the worship leader. I know it was good. No, I'm just kidding. It was really bad. But we've had some good music through the years. But the songs continue to change. Every now and then, we'll throw you a bone. You'll get a little taste of a hymn every once in a while. You know the very first song we ever played at DCC? Very first song. The Old Rugged Cross. And there's great theology in that song. We might sing it again sometime soon. And I'm not ashamed of the heritage. I'm not at all. But let's don't get stuck in the past. I mean, it does say in the scriptures to sing a new song to the Lord. Thank you, band, for introducing us to new songs. And let me say this to our band, because I think they need to be recognized for this. This morning I had to meet with them early, before some of you even brushed your teeth. And I had to tell them of this tragedy in our church. And they all walked on the stage with broken hearts and still put their best foot forward to lead you in worship, putting forth a sacrifice of praise. We're blessed. We are so blessed. And so sometimes the good times, if we're not careful, we'll just say, this is how I like it. This is how I always wanted it to be. You know, one time I was at a church seminar in the early days of DCC. This was back really before I was invited to teach church growth and stuff. And I was just a participant. And I was sitting there, and I'll never forget the speaker said, the way the church is, the atmosphere, the culture of the church when people enter is the way they always expect it to be. So when you start changing anything about the routine, that's when you're going to run them off. So you know what I just decided to do? Let's always just keep changing. Let's just keep changing. New music is good. Building projects, they're good. Now listen, I don't like being in debt, so I'm not looking to just build to build, but it's good. Anything healthy is growing. We've got to continue with that apostolic spirit within us that says we will start new and fresh ministries. When you don't start new and fresh, you don't get things like the Gilchrist County campus. You don't get things like the FWRC. We have to still seek the Holy Spirit to guide us in new ways and say, God, use this church. Don't let us get stuck in yesterday's success. But in the same sense, some of you, in your personal life, you've had tragedy. And you're stuck there. Someone did or said something to you, and you're camped out right there, and you can't move past it. And God wants to do a new thing in your life, but you can't get past your past. It's okay to remember. Because sometimes that's a defense mechanism. But when you take up residence there, you're in trouble. And you'll hinder what God wants to do in your life. And God's been faithful every season of your life. When you prospered and when you didn't, He still brought you through it. And God has been faithful to Destiny Community Church through every season. And now we find ourselves once again heartbroken on a day that we should be celebrating and rejoicing. And trust me, as your pastor, when I say this, I need you to understand this. We will get through this.
Thanks for listening to the Destiny Community Church podcast. To learn more about DCC, including our service times and location, visit us at destinycommunitychurch.org.